500 years after the first man, Adam, had died, the world had become a very mean place. People lied and cheated each other, they partied all the time, and they never thought about God. So God decided he was going to start over. But there was one man who had a big heart for God. His name was Noah, and he is represented by the biggest instrument in our ensemble, the tuba. So here's the big horn for the man with the big heart. One day God came to Noah and said, Noah, you better put your hard hat on, better put your tool belt around your waist, because I want you to build a big ship. It's going to be longer than a football field, higher than a five-story building, and has to be big enough to house two of every animal from around the whole world, as well as a year's supply of food. And Noah said,
that's a big boat.
Oh, yeah, it was a big boat, all right. And the whole time that Noah was building this boat, there was a crowd of people giving him a hard time. So coming in with the obnoxious crowd are the bad boys of our story, the trumpets. Well, the whole time that Noah and his three sons were working on this ship, the crowd was saying things like this.
Hey, Noah, where's all the water?
Hey, Noah, what are you building, a floating zoo?
Who do you think you are, Dr. Doolittle?
Hey, Noah, if this is your idea of a theme park, you're never going to beat Disneyland.
Noah, I think you'd better have your head checked.
Noah, you need to see a psychiatrist.
What a waste of money, Noah.
What a waste of gopher wood, Noah.
Well, this didn't bother Noah. He told the people that a great flood was coming, but they didn't believe him. Finally, God said, Noah, it's time to get all those animals into the ark. So coming in with the animals in our story are the animals themselves, the alto, tenor, and bass trombone. You're supposed to have two of every animal on this ship. I only see one of each animal. What happened?
Well, you see, Noah, Mrs. Chicken got sidetracked at a Macy's 50% off sale. She decided to buy us a few outfits for the cruise.
Well, Mr. Alligator got lost on the way here because he refuses to stop and ask for directions.
I couldn't find a wife.
Well, with a little bit of work, Noah got all the animals in the ark. Then God came and he shut the door. And all the animals were safe inside. And then something happened that had never happened before. It started to rain. For 40 days and 40 nights it rained till the whole world was covered with water, 5 miles deep. And the whole time, Noah had to take care of the animals, had to feed the animals, had to clean up after the animals the way you have to do with your pets at home. But after a year of being in this boat, God came and told Noah, the waters have gone away. Let those cooped up animals out of the boat. And when they came out, they saw this great big rainbow in the sky. And that was God's reminder that he would never flood the earth again. And Noah came out, had a great feast, a great meal to celebrate God's goodness. So we want you to celebrate with us as we do Noah's song, the Arky Arky Song. Oh,
Thank you.